Hallelujah. Praise God. I just want to extend a very warm welcome to the members of Upper Room Community Church this morning. God bless you. I've longed to see your faces. And it's such joy to be reunited in fellowship with all of you. Praise God. Also wish to just extend a warm welcome to those who are viewing online. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This morning I'm going to share with you from the topic, Hearing God's Voice in the Midst of the Storm. Hearing God's voice in the midst of the storm. Let us pray. Father God, we bless you, we praise you, we worship you, we honor you. We continue to thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Lord, we thank you for your presence, O God. We continue to thank you that in your presence there is fullness of joy, and that at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you that this morning we come to a risen Lord. We come to him who was and is to come. We come to him who died on the cross and was raised from the dead after 3 days. We come to you, Lord, because you are our Lord. You are our God. Hallelujah. As Thomas said, you are our Lord and our God. Hallelujah. Lord, we just continue to commit the rest of this service to you, Lord. We commit this word to you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we just pray, Lord, that you'll continue to work through us and in us, O God. We pray that as this word is ministered, Lord, that you will work through me, Lord. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I cast down every imagination, every hindering spirit that would seek to hinder persons from listening to this word. I cast down every such hindering spirit now in the name of Jesus. And I bring each and every thought, distracting thought, competing thought, to be brought into the captivity of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just bless you and we praise you and we honor you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering of praise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, as human beings, life's experiences includes facing storms. These storms can be inner rages of anger, jealousy, hate, etc. Or they can be external, physical, or spiritual forces. Praise God. Hallelujah. In reality, these storms do not always go away at the whisper of a prayer. I wonder how many of us can identify with that. That storms do not always go away at the whisper of a prayer. There are times when they are long-lasting, and it is therefore important to hear God's voice in the midst of these storms. As the songwriter says, his voice makes a difference. Amen. His voice makes a difference when we are going through those storms. One day, Saul, the Jewish name of Paul, who was later called Paul, beginning in Acts chapter 13, was traveling on the road to Damascus, full of anger, rage, and murderous threatenings in pursuit of persecuting Christians. While traveling, he had the following encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. In Acts 9 verses 1 to 6, it says, "Meanwhile, Saul was uttering threats with every breath and was eager to kill the Lord's followers. So he went to the high priest. He requested letters addressed to the synagogues in Damascus, asking for their cooperation in the arrest of any followers of the way he found there. He wanted to bring them, both men and women, back to Jerusalem in chains. As he was approaching Damascus on this mission, a light from heaven suddenly shone down and around him. He fell on the ground and heard a voice saying to him," I want you to hear that, brethren, "and heard a voice saying to him, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?' 'Who are you, Lord?' Saul asked. And the voice replied, 'I am Jesus,'" praise God, "'the one you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you'll be told what you must do.'" Praise God. From the above passage, I wish to note the following. First point, Saul, while serving the kingdom of darkness, had a personal encounter with God. Amen? While serving the kingdom of darkness, he had a personal encounter with God. The light of God shone down around him and shattered the darkness in his life. Hallelujah. The second point I want to make is that he fell on the ground and heard a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Saul asked, "Who are you, Lord?" And the voice replied, "I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting." Do you know that when you are persecuting the church or believers, you are persecuting Jesus? Do you know that when you hear voices, you need to identify whose voice you are hearing? Because there are many voices. Many voices. Hallelujah. The Bible says that we should not believe every spirit, but that we should try the spirits to see if they are of God. 1 John 4:1. So Saul, before his conversion, thought that he was hearing and doing the will of God. When he heard the voice of God accurately for the first time, it calmed the inner storm within him. Remember I said, you have storms within and you have storms without. Hallelujah. What about you? You might have lost your job or a family member. Have you heard God's voice in the midst of your storm? Jesus told Saul, "Get up and go into the city, and you'll be told what you must do." Paul had to position himself in the city in order to know what God wanted him to do in his new life. And may I say this? I believe that many, many believers are not realizing their purpose in God because they have not positioned themselves in God for it to be revealed to them. That's very important. Having a prayer life, reading our Bibles, and becoming involved in the life of the church positions us to have a revelation that God has called us for a purpose, and we need to have a desire to discover that purpose. The Bible tells us that all things work together to the good of them that love God. All things work together. And you know, we rejoice at the first part of that verse. All things work together for the good. You know, something happens, all things work together for the good. But it didn't stop there. It didn't stop there. It says, of them that love God. Them that love God and are called according to his purpose. In other words, for all things to work together for our good, we have to love God. And we have to enter into the purpose that God called us into. Hallelujah. And to walk in that purpose. Acts 27 verse 1 tells us, when the time came, and this is another experience that the Apostle Paul had now. The first one we looked at, there was in a storm filled with anger and a desire to murder and to persecute the Christians. And God stilled that storm in his heart. Praise God. At his conversion. But now we have an outward storm. Amen. And he was on a ship. And it says in verses 8 to 11 of Acts 27. It says, verse 1 of Acts 27. It says, when the time came, we set sail for Italy. He was pursuing purpose. Paul and several other prisoners were placed in the custody of a Roman officer named Julius, a captain of the imperial regiment. In verses 8 and 11 of Acts 27, it says, we struggled along the coast with great difficulty and finally arrived at Fair Havens near the town of Lasia. We had lost a lot of time. Storms can make us lose time. Storms can cause us to be distracted. It says the weather was becoming dangerous for sea travel because it was so late in the fall, and Paul spoke to the ship's officers about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it goes on to say, he said, men, I want you to understand this. They are in a boat, and there's a storm on the sea, and their lives are being threatened, and yet Paul had a word from God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, I believe there is trouble ahead if we go on. Shipwreck, loss of cargo, and danger to our lives as well. Praise God. He got that word from God in the midst of the storm. But the officer in charge of the prisoners listened more to the ship's captain and the owner than to Paul. He said, I believe there is trouble ahead if we go on. Amen. I want us to note the following. The weather was becoming dangerous for sea travel. They struggled along the coast. As Christians, there are times when we will go through struggles. Oh, it would be a great life if we never had a storm, if we never had a trouble. But God did not promise us a life that was free of struggles and storms. The second point I want us to recognize here is that Paul perceived that there was trouble up ahead. He foretold that if they should continue, there would be a shipwreck, loss of cargo, and danger to lives. How did Paul know this with such certainty? Jesus, who had revealed himself to Paul, who was then called Saul, at the time of his conversion, had told his disciples concerning the work of the Holy Spirit in their lives. And this is what Jesus told them: when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of his own, but will tell you what he has heard from the Father. He will tell you about the future. So what Jesus was saying is that the Holy Spirit will tell them about the future. A future which involved the wrecking of a ship he happened to be on. Praise God. The ship's captain and owner ignored the prophetic advice from Paul. They saw Paul as an uninformed, unqualified person and not as a man being led by the Holy Spirit. They did not realize that the Holy Spirit who lives in Paul and who lives in each of us is all-knowing. All-knowing. There is nothing concerning our present or our future or our past that the Holy Spirit does not know about. Hallelujah. Praise God. As their journey continued on the sea in the worsening storm, the Bible tells us in Acts 27 verses 20 and 24. The terrible storm raged for many days, blotting out the sun and the stars until at last all hope was gone. No one had eaten for a long time. Finally, Paul called the crew together and said, "Men, you should have listened to me in the first place and not left Crete. You should have avoided all this damage and loss. But take courage." Amen. Take courage. He was on the same boat with them. He was in the same storm with them. He was facing the same dangers. He was facing the same fears. But praise God, he had a word from God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, but take courage. He says, none of you will lose your lives, even though the ship will go down. Can you imagine that? The very ship they were on, he says, it's going to go down. Amen. For last night, I love that. Last night, an angel of God to whom I belong and whom I serve stood beside me. Praise God. Amen. You know, last night, you might not have felt the presence of God. Last night, you might have been fearful and discouraged. But praise God, there is always tonight. There is always tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't give up. There is always tonight and there is tomorrow. Praise God. It says, for last night an angel of God to whom I belong and whom I serve stood beside me and he said, don't be afraid. Hallelujah. Can you imagine? The ship is going to go down. And God is saying, don't be afraid. Praise God. Your bank account is going down. And God is saying, don't be afraid. Hallelujah. The Jamaican dollar is devaluing almost daily. And God is saying, don't be afraid. People are prophesying and forecasting that the economy of Jamaica is going to be in terrible shape. But God is saying, don't be afraid. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The angel said, don't be afraid, Paul, for you will surely stand trial before Caesar. What's more, God in his goodness has granted safety to everyone sailing with you. Praise God. May I say something? That despite what storm you are going through, if God says you're going to be all right, you're going to be all right. Amen? If God says, yeah, you're going to reach the shore, you're going to reach your destiny, and you're going to be all right, you're going to be all right. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. From the above passage, I wish to note the following. One, ignoring the prophetic voice has serious consequences. Amen. You know, the Bible says to be carnally minded, that means to be fleshy, that means not to try to discern what the Holy Spirit is saying. To be carnally minded is death. Amen? And that's what happened to the ship's crew and captain. The second thing is that he said, none of you will lose your lives. Hallelujah. Even though the ship will go down. Now, the carnal man will say, I don't understand that. That sounds like foolishness. How can I not lose my life if the ship is going to go down? But that's not your concern. If God says none will lose your life, then that's the position of God. And that will be the situation. Amen? That will be the outcome of everything. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now understand this. No binding or loosing could prevent the ship from being shipwrecked. Amen. How many of us love a quick solution? Have a storm, bind the storm in the name of Jesus, and the storm goes away. Praise God. Amen. But listen, there are times when don't care how many times you bind and don't care how many times you loose, that storm isn't going anywhere. Amen. There are times when God ordains that you must go through the storm. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He had to go through it, but he had a word from God. Hallelujah. In your present circumstances, do you have a word from God? In the current coronavirus pandemic, do you have a word from God? A word from heaven in a shipwrecked life can not only save your life, but it can also give you a godly future after a shipwreck experience. Amen? That's the power of a word from God. Isaiah 43:2 tells us, when you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. Hallelujah. Can somebody say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Glory to God. The third thing I want us to note is that during the journey which resulted in shipwreck, Paul had an encounter with God. Amen? Had an encounter with God. He related the following experience to the ship's captain and crew. He said, for last night, an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve stood beside me. And he said, don't be afraid, Paul. Praise God. Do you know that the angels know your names? Do you know that God knows your names? Do you know that God knows the very number of hairs that are on your head? God knows everything about you and I, and he cares about you and I. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, don't be afraid, Paul. Wow. He boldly declared to them that the God to whom he belongs said, don't be afraid. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I shared how, you know, in a hurricane, I don't remember which hurricane that came to Jamaica. It blew down all the banana plants from one end of Jamaica to the other. And that was my living. And it takes 12 months for bananas to regrow and to bear and be harvested. And praise. So what that meant was that for 1 year, that storm denied me of a livelihood. Praise God. And when I realized that, you know, my only source of income had been destroyed by that storm, I got very worried and fearful. I felt as if my mind was going insane. And I felt a little nudge to just listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And as I listened, I heard three words. I heard, trust me, my child. Four words. Trust me, my child. Hallelujah. And I said, Lord, I trust you. And the peace of God came into my heart. Amen. Lord, I trust you. And praise God, God provided for me more than he would have through the business. Praise God. God is a faithful God. And when God says, trust me, you can trust God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a confidence in his God. What a trust. What a certainty that he belongs to God. Song of Songs 6:3, which Bible scholars believe is an account of the relationship between Christ and the church, tells us, I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. Amen. You are God's beloved, and God is your beloved. Hallelujah. Put your trust in God. Hallelujah. Despite all that he was going through, he was still confident that he belonged to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's so important. You know, some of us, when there's a storm, when things are going down, when things are getting worse, we begin to doubt that we belong to God. We begin to doubt that God loves us. But God's love never fail. God's love never fail. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And remember, God is a covenant keeping God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. As was the case of Paul, God wants a relationship with us in which we know that we know in all circumstances we may face that we truly belong to him, and that he still loves us despite the storm in our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He also expects us to serve him unconditionally. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Do you know that some persons are only interested in belonging to God for what they can get and have no desire or intention to serve God? I pray that none of us will fall into that category. Praise God. Hallelujah. In summary, I wish to conclude that, one, as mortal men, we all face storms in our lives. Amen. As mortal men, we all face storms in our lives. Praise God. These storms can be strong inner emotional storms, or they can be externally driven. Praise God. A word from God before the storm or during the storm gives us hope. Amen. Confidence, peace, and reassurance as we encounter the storm. Let me say that again. Praise God. A word from God before the storm or during the storm gives us hope, confidence, peace, and reassurance as we encounter the storm. Hallelujah. The word we receive is prophetic, and it determines our future. Praise God. Amen. A man's kind words are encouraging, but they are not prophetic, and they do not determine our future. But God's prophetic word determines our future. Hallelujah. The fifth thing I want us to note is that there are certain storms which we must go through. No amount of fasting, praying, binding, and loosing can prevent it from occurring. We need to understand that. Amen. I know some people teach otherwise, but I believe this is what the Bible teaches us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sixth point I want to we looked at was that despite the storm, we need to remember that we still belong to God and that He still loves us. Amen. We must not allow the storm to prevent us from serving Him faithfully. Some people, when they are going through storms, they shut down. They strike. They say, when God deliver me, I will start working for God again. But no. That's not it. Keep serving God. Hallelujah. Amen. The seventh and final point is that hanging out with the right person can save your life. The members of the crew and the captain, they were hanging out with the right person, Paul. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe the life of the ship's crew members were saved because of Paul's presence on the ship. Praise the Lord. You know, the Bible says that we are salt. We are salt of the earth. We preserve lives. We preserve communities. We preserve nations. We are the children of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we are important to God. We are important to God. And I pray that by God's grace, God will always be important to us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. I just want to pray before I step down. I want to pray for two conditions. Amen. And if you have that condition here in the congregation, you can just stand where you are. And for those who are watching online, you know, you can just lay your hand on your body and receive your healing by faith. Hallelujah. The first one is glued eyes or sticky eyes. You know, sometimes there's an infection in our eyes and our eyes become sticky. Sometimes to the corner, and God wants to heal that condition. You can stand up, please. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And the second one is, if there is anyone here who has gluten intolerance, whether here or online. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you love us and that you care for us. We thank you that you're a faithful God. And we thank you that you have covenanted with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, and that you are always with us. Hallelujah. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I speak healing to those glued eyes, those sticky eyes, that infectious condition now. I speak healing to those eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I ask you to touch that stomach that has the gluten intolerance disorder. I speak healing to that stomach and intestines now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your words are spirit and that they are life. Hallelujah. Let your word be life to us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.